mic'd up? Okay, I think we are good. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 333rd episode of the Quarantine Cast, recorded on August 6th, 2021, and maybe recorded on camera, too. Possibly.
Yeah, this is our first live in-person podcast in voluntary viewing history, or Quarantine Cast history. So,
yeah,
Andrew's gone, so the LA boys will play, I suppose.
Am I looking at you, or am I looking into the camera, into our audience's soul?
I think we're looking at each other,
okay.
And if we're referencing the audience, then we turn to the camera. But, yeah, I'm guessing, I don't know, a Patreon exclusive or a YouTube yeah. exclusive.
Yeah, see if this face reveal is any traction.
Yeah, the face reveal. For anyone who is curious.
Hey, we're hot. Deal with it.
Yeah.
Speaking of hot people, I can't think of a better thing to talk about while we're on video than the increasing trend of celebrities saying they don't have to follow basic hygiene and don't need to bathe.
Is this Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis?
This is a lot of people.
Okay. I saw the Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis thing, and that sounded not that egregious because it was kids.
Right.
And I don't know about you, but I definitely didn't take like daily showers until, I don't know, like some point in later elementary school, third grade, fourth grade or something.
Once you're on the like puberty adolescent bubble, then it's like, okay, every day.
It's when you start stinking.
Yeah, you're like eight every other day. You're fine.
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, that was what I saw. And I was like, yeah. But then I think Ashton Kutcher said like that he only like washes his armpits and crotch like every other day or something. And it was like, okay, come on, Ashton. Like,
and now Jake Gyllenhaal is taking it to the next level. And it was like, not a big bather either, which... Okay, yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal has that look. That's fair.
He's grimy.
But a little bit. He's grimy hot.
Grimy hot. Ooh. Mm. Are you inventing a new adjective?
People have had to have assigned that to characters already, right?
I mean, it's kind of white trash, right?
Ooh, yeah.
It's white trash personified, even though he's making millions and millions of dollars as a famous Hollywood actor.
So if you Google grimy hot, it just autocorrects to Grimes hot.
Elon's most of that search traffic.
Oh.
Just Google's pictures.
Elon has definitely social media stalked everyone he has ever dated, even before social media was a thing, because Elon's old as fuck. We forget that, but yeah.
How old is Elon? Is he 50?
He's gotta be 50 by now.
That's not too bad. I don't know if I'd call that old as fuck.
Well, yeah, but if I say that, it'll hurt him, and that's what I want to do.
Just really, you know that he's listening, and you really want to hurt his feelings.
Oh, 50 on the dot. Good call.
Hey, I'm pretty decent at estimating people's ages.
Hmm.
But I wonder if I'm just, like, slightly better at honing in, because, like, I mean, yeah, everyone probably knows the range.
Yeah.
So, no idea.
Grimes is 33. Are we canceling Elon for that, or is 50,
it's divide by 2 add 7, right?
Divide by 2.
Mm. Yeah, he's good.
Okay.
He's in the clear.
Oh.
I mean, when they started dating, he might not have been.
No.
But at this point in their relationship, he's in the clear.
Yeah.
Barely.
Right?
I mean, we've said it before. It's just once you're like fully, like your brain is developed and everything like that, and you've been an adult for like a while, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, you might not be in it for the quote unquote right reasons, but you're aware. You're not being taken advantage of. Like, this is transactional, you know?
The bars are low. The bars are really low in marriage for a guy. And if you clear those, not beating everybody, you're present, you're contributing to the relationship, power to you, you know?
Yeah. When the younger party gets to, like 26, 27, it's like you've been in whole ass human for a while now, like
you get it.
You're aware of what's going on here, if you know.
You're not pulling a DiCaprio and specifically going after people who aren't aware of what's going on.
Clearly like college age, it feels like you're starting to be a little predatory there, but
yeah.
What can you do when you're the second wealthiest man on planet Earth?
Well, I thought he was the first, or did he?
No, I think Bezos passed him up again.
Oh, into the stratosphere, into all of our hearts, number one again.
Jeffrey Bezos. I don't think he mentioned Musk, or Musk, wasn't it?
Zuckerberg and yeah, Gates.
Zuckerberg, Gates, and Buffett.
Amateurs can fucking suck it.
Yeah.
I don't think
Musk got a call out.
No, wow.
Bo Burnham's like one of those weird, like, liberal defenders of Musk. Like, just like, oh yeah, wait, no.
Is Bo Burnham secretly an Elon Musk stan?
Yeah. Let us know in the comments. We did a camera take, and yeah, this is still an auditory meeting. Like, you were just complaining before the podcast that, yeah, like, the whole expectation of video is killing the medium.
Yeah.
But then you're doing bits.
Because they're easy. They're easy, fun bits. These guys get it. Pointing at the camera.
Once again, yeah, pointing at the camera for our auditory listeners. Like, yeah, doing another visual bit. I'm fine with it. It's kind of funny how you're
right,
saying
no,
how much it's killing.
Right away.
But then you're explaining that it's easy. And it's like, yeah, then that's probably why it's killing it.
Listen, if I want to get more jobs in the industry, for some reason I need hosting experience, and this is as close as it's going to get. They don't count podcasts, yeah, apparently.
Do you think Caller Daddy would get $60 million from Spotify if it wasn't a video podcast? Like,
oh,
let's be just honest here. Everyone wants to watch the podcast because they're attractive women.
I have not seen what the Caller Daddy hosts look like. That, yeah, that tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, yeah, they might be an interesting podcast without the video element, but they wouldn't be what they are.
I forget what podcast it's from, but have you heard the audio clip of when they interviewed a top OnlyFans model? And it's like I used to be a gangbang girl audio clip.
No.
Oh. Oh, good for you. Good for you not being that deep into TikTok.
I used to be a gangbang girl.
So I probably had sex with like 500 guys, 50 at a time, none of them white.
Like, for video?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought just for fun. I was like, whoop.
Well, you know what? I'm not judging that performer. I don't know what
her
performer,
life is. The performer, exactly. Yeah. You're not judging the performer because they have ulterior motives. If you as a human being want to participate in 50 people having sex with you and there's nothing in it for you other than your own sexual gratification, like, I might judge you a little. Like, that's a little weird. That's a little weird, right? Like, also, you have to spend money. Like, I just don't see how you can gather that many willing participants without paying someone something. Like, there'd have to at least be like a scout. There'd have to at least be someone who finds these people. Because that's just too many people to find organically on your own. Like 10, I'm sure you could pull it off. 50 is just like, no, there's no way. Imagine scheduling it. Right. Imagine getting everyone in the same place at the same time. My schedule doesn't work out with that.
A month ahead of time, this Friday, this hotel room, be there.
Hotel room? 51 people in a single hotel room? That's not going to work.
Maybe there's a shift set up.
It's going to be a conference hall.
Like 15-minute shifts. Just
I think they're using the hotel ballroom.
Well, you know, $20 a head, 50 people. You're getting close, depending on the hotel.
Once again, though, you're paying for it.
Wow.
Like, and then it's like, wow, you're paying a lot of money for the honor of being fucked by 50 people.
I mean, like, okay, so the buy-in money, that's just covering the venue. Like, your take-home money is coming from the ad deals.
Yeah, I know, but once again, that's the performer part. You're making money.
No, I'm saying like this is a setup. This is like you rent out the ballroom, gonna have that covered, like a couple of local businesses to sponsor the gangbang, and yeah,
for what?
You're set.
So like the businesses are gonna have like billboards?
Yeah.
Just around
banners.
For the 50 people? They're advertising the 50 people?
I mean, you know what? If this is a niche market product, sometimes that's all you need, you know?
It's Gangbang X. We sponsor this gangbang because our product is specifically for people that like to participate in gangbangs.
Hey, you know what? Demographic surveys have showed that people who participate in gangbangs, very vocal about that participation. They're telling everyone about it. Mm-hmm. It's word of mouth advertising, basically.
50 people.
You're there. And those 50 people end up telling 5,000 people that Joe's Discount Gas on 1st and Smith Street, like, cheapest gas in the neighborhood. Uh-oh.
That was my phone.
No, we're recording with it. What?
We're fucked. For like the last minute as we were talking about gangbangs,
yeah.
I had like anxiety. I was just like, where's my phone? Like, my phone's not in my pocket. It's not on the counter. Like,
did you have like a phantom vibration thing that made you realize it? No,
I realized my pocket's empty.
Yeah.
I always put my phone in the same pocket. I'm not going to say which one because then you could pickpocket me if you see me on the street.
And you know what we look like now.
Yeah, so I'm not going to say what pocket it'll be in if you see me. But yeah, no, it wasn't there. There was a lack of weight in that pocket. And then your phone was on the table and mine wasn't. So I got that anxiety because we're fucked. Because we are our phones at this point.
I cannot tell you the last time my phone was further than arm's reach from me.
Yeah.
Shit.
No, me and Angel went out to dinner last night. We just walked over to In-N-Out.
Yeah.
She was like, do I need to bring my phone? And I was like, I guess not, but like, boy, I've never met someone that's willing to just be away from their phone for like hours. Like, and like, not just away, but like away. Like,
right.
Not even access, you know, like, it's wild.
How did our parents do it? How did our parents do it with like, I'm going to try to call somebody and there's a 50-50 chance they just might not answer because they're not there. They can't answer their phone.
We like narrowly missed the era where as a man in middle school or high school, you had to call a high school girl's house.
Yeah.
With the chance that anyone in her family would answer that phone.
Right.
In order to set something up with them. And it could be their Wisconsin dad who's cleaning their shotgun when you come over to like that type, you know, and just like get out of here, stop talking to my daughter or whatever. And we missed that window by like what, 6 years? Like when cell phones started kinda really blowing up?
Yeah, definitely by late middle school. I think everybody I knew had at least a flip phone.
Exactly.
Right.
We didn't miss it by too much.
No.
That would have been fucking awful.
God damn.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's just navigation. Like, they must have lost so much time. I know how they did it.
Right.
But, like, navigating by, like, exit signs and stuff like that, they must have lost.
Terrifying.
Every single drive, they must have lost 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, just from wandering. Like, oh, is this the street?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the house number? Like, oh, what's that house number? How close are we? Like, they must every single time until, you know, if they've never been to a place.
Right. Oh, and that's what I'm thinking of specifically. Like, you want to do a road trip, you buy a map that you're going to use for this specific road trip, marker out your route, and then hope you don't miss an exit or there's construction because then everything's just fucked.
Well, and then you have to follow the detour to a T, and if you stray off the detour, you're completely fucked. If you stay on the detour, everyone's on that detour, so it's probably delaying you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, nowadays with navigation, they'll just be like, I mean, just take this route instead. Yeah. Like, fuck it. Yeah. No, there was also that brief window of time. I don't know if you went on a lot of road trips in, like, late elementary school, early middle school, where, like, smartphones weren't yet huge, so you couldn't navigate via them.
Yeah.
But, like, internet was a thing. So like MapQuest and shit, you would go on there and print out the directions and then you had to follow those directions. That's fucking wild.
I think my folks still have like a dedicated car navigator.
Oh, God. Not connected to the internet?
No.
What's the point? It's going to be out of date and shitty.
It seemed like a great idea in 2007.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My parents, they had like cars that had them built into the console. And it was like, holy shit. We live in the space age, man. And then, like they're not connected to the internet or anything. So they can't update. Like they can't give you accurate ETAs. They're just guessing. Like they can't, update based on traffic conditions. Mm-hmm. One time we got stuck in a traffic jam on our way to Florida that stood still for like 45 minutes. Like literally we all got out of the car and we're just like walking around.
Yeah.
It literally was deadlocked, like no cars moving at all. And then it was like this weird phenomenon of everyone like, you know, it working its way down because everyone on the freeway was outside of their cars.
Yeah.
It working its way down the freeway. Like, they're moving. And then everyone had to like hustle back to get in their cars. Fucking Twilight Zone shit. Like, if that hadn't happened to me, I would think that's fake. Like, that can't happen. But it did.
All right, kids. Looks like we're getting out now. A trade for rations. We can use more water.
Yeah.
See if anybody wants to hook up for a convoy. Yeah, let's get out there. Stronger in numbers.
Yeah. Fucking wild. Normally, that's literally like the one thing you don't do
right.
is leave your car on a freeway.
Yeah.
But
on an active high that I've never been in anything that bad before. I think I was in stop and go traffic outside of Milwaukee one time driving up from Chicago for Memorial Day or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have no idea how they fucking did it, but then a flatbed truck barreled down in between two lanes of traffic.
Damn.
Yeah, and
like hit a bunch of cars or?
Somehow no.
Oh.
Somehow it was wide enough that they made it happen. They had a cop escort a couple feet ahead of them.
So all the cars were kind of moving a little bit to the side.
A couple inches they could.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
that's probably by design. Right. Like cars are designed to fit exactly three in two lanes so that
right.
if that exact thing needs to happen, they can make people just inch away their way over.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I mean, you can do it in GTA.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can always split the lane. So, yeah. That's fucking wild. No, I don't know. It's a thing that happened to me once and hasn't happened since, and I live in one of the heaviest, like, traffic areas in the United States. And honestly, I've never really been at a standstill in LA. I've definitely, it always crawls.
Yeah.
Like you'll stop, but then you'll go right back to crawling after stopping because it's because someone hit their brakes too hard or something.
When you get the navigation notification of delay detected ahead, change route to save 5 minutes, do you follow through on that or you just ignore it? You follow through every time.
For like 5 minutes.
Okay.
If it's like 1 minute, I don't give a fuck. Because that's usually like they'll take you down like
seven
weird little side roads that are hard. And they might make you turn left onto like a four-way street without a light. And it's like really hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, normally if it's like a significant time, then yeah, I totally take it. But if it's just 1 minute, maybe 2 minutes, I'll be like, fuck it. I don't care.
Yeah, fair.
But yeah, no, I mean, it's necessary, man. That's the whole point.
Okay. I feel like every time I followed through on that, it screwed me.
It'll also get traffic. Because the problem is that everyone's using the same apps as you.
Yep.
And then it's taking them off the same route that you are. It's pushing out those updates. I've said that the next step of that is for the apps to actually realize how many cars they're diverting into different routes.
Like, right.
But yeah, they would have to communicate. Like Google Maps would have to talk to Apple Maps, and that's just never going to happen. So,
do you use Apple Maps or Google Maps?
I have an Android.
Oh, okay. you might not know this then. On Apple Maps, I'm not exactly sure when they rolled it out, but I feel like fairly recently, they finally started doing the, not this light, but at the next light, take a left.
Yeah, I've heard that from When Angel Drives. Mm. But
smart. That's how everyone described it when they were in the car with somebody being a co-pilot.
Like 95% of the time, though, I don't have audio on.
Really?
Yeah, because it interrupts my podcasts. It's like, especially when it's like a story-based podcast, I can miss the crucial. I think it was I was listening to Harmontown, and it was on my commute to work. So it's like I know the way. Like,
yeah.
The only reason I have you on is in case there's a giant accident and you're trying to get me around it. Like,
right.
So. Yeah, it was like I've taken this route a million times and it just keeps telling me to like get left so that I can merge onto the other freeway. And I'm like, I know the freeway I need to get on. And it's like right in the middle of the story and interrupts it like 5 times and I just miss the whole story. And I'm just like, okay, I'm muting you. And then I just don't unmute it for when I'm not listening to a podcast. So I'm definitely more of a visual navigator. Like I watch for the turns more than listen.
Does the app you use, does it like pause the podcast when it's giving the direction?
It used to, but it doesn't anymore. And that's when it would just put it quieter in the background like it was music. It was music, whatever, I don't care. But for a podcast, it's like, no, pause it and then keep it playing after the direction.
It's kind of ridiculous that they would change it like that. Like it, huh?
I don't know if it's which app it is. If it's my podcast app that's fucking that up, or if it's the navigation app. I've also gone back and forth between Waze and Google Maps a lot.
Yeah.
I think I gave up on Waze like maybe 5 months ago because they completely fucked me on a drive over to Malibu. And then it was just like, okay, I'm Google Maps now.
How did Waze fuck you on a drive to Malibu?
It was just not taking into account a bunch of factors, and it ended up costing us like literally 45 minutes because it was so busy. It was like the first warm weekend of, you know, the season. And COVID cases were down and people were starting to get vaccinated, and it was like the time. Everyone was out.
Is this the parking lot fiasco trip?
Yeah.
Fuck. Yep. Okay.
Not a small part ways. So ever since then, I've been a Google Maps boy, and Google Maps was always more consistent, but Waze will definitely shave off like a couple minutes because Google Maps tries to keep you on main roads, and Waze is like, nah, fuck it, I'll get you there as fast as you can.
Taking alleys, yeah, bitch.
Exactly, which can backfire horribly, like in Malibu.
Right.
Like where it's like taking all these weird little side roads in Malibu that, like, I don't know if people know, but Malibu is a city of like 2,000 people. Like, yeah. It's not a big town because everyone's rich and everyone's just has like cliffside mansions. So
they can afford to keep people out. Yeah.
Exactly. When you're taking small side roads, it can completely fuck you. And Google Maps doesn't do that, so yeah. Hit or miss.
I think this podcast has been a hit. I think the first recorded episode has been a hit. Let us know in the comments if you think this was a hit. Also, be sure to like and subscribe. Check us out on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some highlight clips. Email us your questions, business opportunities, voluntaryviewing @gmail.com. ActBlue linked in the description if you want to help a collection of great progressive causes. Follow us on Twitter @V2_podcast for updates. Support us on Patreon if you want to help us keep the lights on or give us money directly through the Anchor podcast platform. And lastly, follow me @LucasDeRuyter on Twitter to keep up with all of my writing. And good luck with your weekend. I hope it's a great one. Bye. Waved at the camera.